dogs on strike in support of the Pentonville Five. But how many people realise that the Pentonville Five were not released because of an eloquent address to a jury or to a judge, nor was it as a result of some persuasion in the back room of a beer and sandwiches in Downing Street. It was because rank and file workers decided they'd had enough and they came out on strike. And I remember speaking with Vic Turner, one of the Pentonville Five, and it's a story worth repeating. He said, we'd been to the Court of Appeal, we'd been to the House of Lords, we were told we couldn't go anywhere else. The judgment was final. We'd gone to the highest court in the land. And then one day, we didn't know what was happening. He said, we were sent for to the governor's office. He said, and there's a man there in funny breeches, a long puff coat, a funny hat, and a long stick. And the governor said, this is the official solicitor. Vic Turner says, how do? He says, I am commandeth by Her Majesty Elizabeth II in this the year of her reign to commandeth and demand immediately that ye three, you two, will be now immediately and forthwith released. And the governor says, you can go now, you're free. Vic Turner says, hang on a minute. Where do you practice from? Because next time I'm having thee as my real lawyer. He says, it's true, this. He says, how long you had this job? He says, do you mean me personally, sir? Of the job itself. Well, he says, both. Well, he says, the job has been in existence since 1421, but I've held it for 45 years. He says, and how many times have you come and done this? He says, this is the first time.